Washington, this is CBOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Navy has ordered an immediate worldwide operational pause after a guided missile destroyer collided with a merchant ship Monday east of Singapore, the second such collision in as many months. 10 American sailors are reported missing and 5 injured, with the USS John S. McCain sustaining significant damage as a result of the incident near the Strait of Malacca, according to a statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet. The Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, has ordered the immediate operational pause for all U.S. fleets, along with a broader investigation in the root causes of what he described as a series of incidents in the Pacific Theater. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters while traveling in Jordan.
The Chief of Naval Operations' broader inquiry will look at all related accidents, incidents at sea, that sort of thing. He is going to look at all factors, not just the immediate ones, which will fall rightly under the fleet commander's investigation of what happened to his ship. But this is a broader look at what is happening.
Richardson said the broader investigation will look at training and operational tempo, as well as at equipment and maintenance. President Donald Trump on Monday is expected to explain why he believes it's in the U.S. interest to remain committed to Afghanistan. In an evening address from a military base outside Washington, Trump is likely to announce the deployment of several thousand additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan as part of a wider shift in strategy, according to reports. VOA will have complete coverage of the speech. VOA News. Police in Spain have confirmed that the man they shot dead west of Barcelona Monday was the perpetrator of Thursday's deadly van attack. Police tweeted Monday, "We confirm that the man shot dead in Subirats is Yunus Abuyaqub, the author of the terrorist attack in Barcelona." Police earlier reported that the man in the town of Subirats was wearing what appeared to be a suicide belt. Catalan Interior Minister Joaquim Forn told Catalunya Radio that everything indicates Yunus Akuyabob was behind the wheel of the van during Thursday's Barcelona attack that killed 15 people. Earlier, authorities said they've been searching for Abuyaqub as the last member of a 12-person cell still at large. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow says the United States will halt the issuing of all non-immigrant visas from Russia from Wednesday to September 1st. The embassy says the move is due to the Russian government-imposed cap on its staff levels. An embassy statement said Monday all non-immigrant visa operations across Russia will be suspended on August 23rd. Operations will resume in Moscow on September 1st. Visa operations at the U.S. consulates will remain suspended indefinitely. Russian President Vladimir Putin has named Deputy Foreign Minister Anatoly Anatov as the country's new ambassador to the United States. He will replace Sergei Kislyak, who served as Moscow's envoy to Washington for more than 9 years. Nigerian activist Rebecca Dolly has won the prestigious Sergio Vieira de Mello Foundation Award for her work in reintegrating women and orphans abducted by Boko Haram militants into their home communities. Lisa Schlein reports.
The award is given every 2 years in memory of Sergio Vieira de Mello, who was killed in a terrorist attack on August 19, 2003 in Baghdad, Iraq, along with 21 others. The prize aims to draw world attention to the courageous, often unnoticed, humanitarian work of an individual, group, or organization in areas of conflict. Rebecca Dolly formed her nonprofit organization Center for Caring, Empowerment, and Peace Initiative in northern Nigeria in 1989 to aid widows and orphans struggling to survive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. The drills draw objections from North Korea. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.